T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marty Griffin, morning. All right, let's open up the show with the theme song for my favorite show. Seriously, this is my favorite show. Listen to it. You'll get it. It's deep. SpongeBob, bear pants. SpongeBob, swear pants. SpongeBob, spare pants. Yeah, baby. Love that show. Love that show. My favorite character is Sponge, of course. But the whole litany of them, Patrick and Squidward. And come on, man. It's just great stuff. Mr. Krabs. I have watched at least 1,000 episodes. And my son is a SpongeBob expert and loves Sponge as well. And he's on the phone. Vincent, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hold on. You're on speaker. Hold on. Here, Vince.
Hi, Vince. Hi.
It's still on the speaker.
That's all right.
Yeah. Hi.
What's up, V-Man?
What's up?
How much do you like SpongeBob? You love it, don't you?
Yep.
Why do you love SpongeBob?
And it's just funny.
It's funny, right?
Yeah.
You were watching it yesterday, or even this morning, right?
Yep.
What's your favorite character?
Probably SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Sponge. Can you think? Do you remember the song, Vince? Can you sing it?
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah, I know. I don't really know it.
The whole thing, but you know that part of it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Does SpongeBob SquarePants promote violence and racist colonialism?
I don't know. No.
Vincent, do you know what violent and racist colonialism is, son?
Yeah.
No, you don't, because I don't know.
I just said, yeah.
You don't know, do you, son?
No, I don't.
Do you know that Bikini Bottom refers to Bikini Atoll? Just say no, Vince.
No.
All right. V-Man, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, sweetheart.
Sure thing.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Why am I doing this? I'll tell you why. This is where we're at, man. Come on, man. It's SpongeBob. How many men out there watch this? 866-391-1020. I remember when I was a kid, there was a guy next door. His name was Carl. And my father, I'd go over to his house. He was grown man with kids. He's laying on the floor watching cartoons. I thought he was nuts. Now I'm that grown man. I love Sponge. It's an absolutely hysterical show. I don't know. Look, I'm not the brightest light on the tree. I don't consider myself to be a deep, deep thinking man, but I'm not stupid, last I checked. I mean, I have days where I'm stupid. And I guess I don't think that on the level that some folks do, but is there anyone out there in this entire massive audience that thinks that SpongeBob SquarePants promotes violent and racist colonialism? What is that, man? Violent and racist colonialism. I want to talk to men, women, grandparents who have sat through SpongeBob with their grandkids or kids, and tell me, at any point in time, did you see any inference, reference to violent and racist colonialism? Did anyone ever believe that SpongeBob's home, he lives in Bikini Bottom, lives in a pineapple under the sea? You know what I'm saying? Violent and racist colonialism. Anybody out there 866-391-1020. Anyone out there who watches Sponge, did you ever feel uncomfortable like you were watching something racist? 866-391-1020. SpongeBob, hit that song again, please. It's just, now I'm jazzed. It's the greatest theme show song in history. With SpongeBob SquarePants. Hit it. SpongeBob SquarePants. How about when I called my son Vince? He's 9 years old. And I said, Vincent, do you see the violent and racist colonialism in SpongeBob? And my man says, yes. Come on, man. The V-Man. It's just fascinating what happens. This is what they're teaching our kids in college. No wonder people don't want to send their kids to school and pay $200,000 to get them taught this. SpongeBob SquarePants has been accused of normalizing the colonialism of indigenous lands. What is that? What? Really? Mia said she noticed this years ago. She showed me some notes on it she had from 2014. She's way ahead of her time. She was only 18 years old at the time. Good for you, Mia. She doesn't like Sponge. It's more of a guy, right? Your dad probably watches it. I get confused by the plot sometimes. The professor wrote, SpongeBob SquarePants and his friends play a role in normalizing the settler colonial takings of indigenous lands while erasing the ancestral Bikinian people from their nonfiction homeland. Man, that's deep, man. I thought it was about some guy made hamburgers and they lived under the sea in a pineapple. And one of the guys plays a clarinet, which is why I like clarinet. I play clarinet. My son's now playing clarinet. I just never thought of the... Is there a professor out there who can even tell me what violent and racist colonialism would be? 866. Oh, my gosh. My friend Diane. Okay, I watched this with my grandson, who was in for the weekend. He's 4 and never thought, gave it a single thought on any subject except that it made my grandson and myself laugh. A pineapple under the sea, loved it. However, I'm still humming the doggone song now. That may be the only drawback. It's a great tune. Are there really people out there who are determined to find the hate in everything we do say and watch on TV? Yes. You remember when they said that the coyote and the roadrunner was going to make us beat the daylights out of each other? How about the Three Stooges? Remember they wanted to pull it off the air because they beat the squat out of each other every day? This is just a continuation of that. Do you think the next thing will be to play it backwards and look for hidden messages? Diana. Look, people, maybe they should stick to to QVC. Satanic. Tim and Cranberry, good morning.
Hi, this is Ken.
Yeah, Ken too. SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, the show says it all. Nautical nonsense.
Right.
And that's what we loved about it. I listened to it with my granddaughter for years, and I just loved Patrick and SpongeBob because they're like Penn and Teller or the Smothers Brothers.
Right.
You know? It's great.
How does this have to do... Did you ever make a connection while you're sitting there watching this mindless television show, cartoon, that it was violent and racist colonialism?
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what that means.
I could not... I would never even thought of anything that remotely seemed racist or whatever.
Colonialism.
You know?
I have no idea.
We watched the movie together a lot. Even they SpongeBob movies and stuff, and it's just great fun, you know. And
it's hysterical.
Yep.
This professor believes that it's a reference to the real life Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands in the Pacific Ocean. This professor believes that the natives were relocated in 1946, and it drew criticism. because they were subject to testing during the Cold War, which we all know. But somehow this has to do with SpongeBob.
You know, unfortunately, our societies get too sensitive. They can make reference to almost anything that's happened out there bad in history or whatever. You're right. I think people should go back to watching QVC if they're going to be that.
Man, order those ridiculous products. The professor believes that as an American character allowed to inhabit an area that natives had no choice but to leave, SpongeBob showed his privilege of not caring about the detonation of nuclear bombs. SpongeBob! Sponge, my man! I had no idea. Oh, my goodness. Is there a professor out there? Is there a teacher of history out there that can somehow adequately explain to me how this is... Why am I talking about this morning? Because this is pervasive in our culture today. We find something. We find some way to divert attention from just the simplicity of it. A chicken sandwich turns into some sort of corporate conspiracy to destroy the LGBT community, i.e. Chick-fil-A, when it's a chicken sandwich at the end of the day. SpongeBob is violent and racist colonialism somehow, not just a stupid cartoon about a little guy who has underpants on, who's a sponge. That's it. That's where it begins. That's where it ends. There's nothing in there, unless you can help me with this. 866-391-1020. I'm begging for a professor to prove me wrong. 866-391-1020. Look, man, you have a right to your opinions. I recall this. You remember Tom and Jerry? There was a notion that expressed this violence between two individuals and deviant behavior. I'm serious. Remember the Coyote and the Roadrunner? We were told that it was going to make us want to hurt other kids because they were always trying to, the coyote was trying to kill the Roadrunner all the time. Beep, beep. And in particular, we were warned, the Three Stooges, they'd poke each other in the eye, Moe, Larry, and Curly, they'd hit each other in the head with hammers. And the notion was somehow that we were going to poke each other in the eye and hit each other with hammers as soon as the show was over, and none of us did, and here we are today alive. I find it fascinating and a bit tragic that somehow we've decided that these professors, who I guess we are paying at these ultra-liberal colleges to prove that a highly successful cartoon is really part of the evil empire to destroy our minds. Frightening stuff, folks. How much time do you spend on your electronics a day, do you know? You keep track. It usually tells you. How much time? I'm curious. I'm in the area of 4 hours a day. It's not a lot. If you consider that I have the phone on during the show and I'm taking texts and then I have my iPad where I look up information. I set up guests during the show all the time. I'm reaching out to friends. I'm getting information from one of my boys this entire show. So I'm in about 4 hours a day, sometimes five. You know, if you look in the world today, that's not an extreme number. I'm curious as to how much time you spend on your electronic devices in a day. 866-391-1020, as I get into this conversation about kids. So I come home from work Friday night. My son plays soccer. And I come in through the garage. We have a little room. They call it the mud room. They throw their soccer stuff down there. And he gets dressed down there. So Vincent, who's 9, is sitting on the floor. And he's getting dressed. He's pulling his shin guards on. Soccer. But here's the deal. He had headsets on. Headsets. You know what I'm saying? And he had his iPad on the floor. So while he was supposed to be getting dressed for soccer, he was playing a video game. Well, that was it. I snapped. That was the last straw. And by the way, this is not Vincent's fault. This is my fault. This is Christine's fault. My son gets up in the morning. I get up about 4 15. I got up at 4 this morning. My son sets his alarm for about 6:20. He comes downstairs. Hey, Dad. He throws blankie on the couch. Then he goes into the bathroom. He uses the bathroom. Then he heads back to the back of the house where we have a computer for him where he does some coding and video games. And it starts about 6:30 in the morning. And if we let him go, I'm not exaggerating, he would stay on the computer till he got hungry, which would probably be about 8. Then he would go back. He would take the iPad into the bathroom and he would poop. And he would keep it in there for 40 minutes. Then he would come back out, if we let him. And he would stay on the iPad. He would stay on the iPad till noon, and then he would eat again, and he would go back to, now he uses the iPad and his computer at the same time. He calls a little friend, Max. This is the truth. And him and Max start playing video games together. They have headsets. About 7:30 in the morning on weekends. Max is up that early as well. It's destructive. What happens is I will start reading the paper, responding to emails. I start posting stories on Facebook at 4:30 in the morning. So I don't pay attention. That's my fault. And we just let it go because you don't hear him or see him. But it's not healthy. My daughter, Sophia, and Chloe. Sophia's 14. Chloe is 12. If they could, they would stay on TikTok. You know what TikTok is? It was Musical.ly, and then it goes back to this Vine app, which started out as 10-second videos. My daughters, if they could, they would stay on TikTok. I'm not kidding. 12 hours a day. I'm not kidding. TikTok is a series. Have you seen this? It's the most successful app in the world right now. Hundreds of millions of kids. And they stare all day, folks, at videos shorter than 20 seconds. Folks singing, mostly doing knockoffs of songs. They all do this stupid dance. And then they put the video of their dance out, and then someone else tries to do the same dance. 12 hours a day. So the average, I'm bringing this up because I think this is unhealthy. And we had a serious conversation. Now I'm taking the cell phones away and the electronics away because I think it's detrimental to their health. And when I take them away, they're angry. And also, when I take them away, there's nothing else to do in the entire world. Nothing. There are no games. There's nothing outside. Nothing for them to do. Nothing. No books. No movies. No conversation. Nothing. And we force them to do things, mostly my wife, because I'm too lazy. The average kid, 8 to 18, spends more than 7 hours a day looking at screens. 7 hours. Isn't that amazing? The average kid, 2 to 5. Man. 5 hours a day. 2-year-olds, 5 hours a day. So what we have done is, so when I was growing up, the kids that everybody worried about were the kids that laid in front of the television all day and watched cartoons. Now, the kids you worry about are the kids that will not put away their electronics. They won't. And they get hacked about it. Well, I have no problem with taking the stuff away. I have told my kids I will throw it away. I promise you I will. And they're going to have to back up. Just like if you see your kids eating all sorts of junk food and then putting on weight because you don't want your kid to have diabetes. You don't want your kid to struggle their whole lives with weight. It's up to you to say, hey, we're not eating that anymore. They get angry. They want chicken fingers, hot dogs, French fries, and pizza. That's it. That's it. And then ice cream and chocolate. If we don't regulate how they do these things now, they're done. They won't be able to communicate with other people. They won't be able to say hi. They'll just have TikTok. My daughter cradles TikTok like a mother. I'm serious. She cradles her cell phone watching TikTok videos. She cradles the phone like a mother would cradle a newborn. It's over in our house. Big crackdown after I saw my son on the floor getting dressed to play soccer, playing video games. 866-391-2020. I want to hear from grandparents out there and parents. What are you doing in your house? What are you doing in your house to stop this madness? 8 hours a day. 866-391-1020. So average kid spends 9 hours a day on electronics. I believe it. I'm about five, Mia. How many? Five, four, five. There are app limit devices. In fact, my friend Karen, my daughter, has a timer on my granddaughter's phone. She controls her phone that way. Yes, my granddaughter gets mad, but that is life in the fast lane. It's either use it during the times that my daughter has set, or it's no phone at all. My granddaughter also knows that since I pay the bill, I do not have any issues canceling the service altogether. Nice. Nice. As a matter of fact, before I bought the phone, I typed up a contract that is posted on the door jamb in her room. It was signed by her, my husband, and myself. If any of the items are not adhered to, the phone is taken away, and she knows if things continue, the phone will be taken away for a period of time that is determined by me. She knows that the phone is a privilege, not a right, and that I will not play when it comes to cutting it off. Strong. Strong. What happened in our house, and I think in a lot of parents, it starts out as a hell of a babysitter, quite frankly. So I want to do some work, or I want to talk to my wife, or I want to jack around with emails, or mostly for me, it's texting, emails, and news. But so what? It's kind of hypocritical for me to take it away from the kids when I'm doing the same thing. Now, I would argue that my stuff is productive and business-related, but they're still watching Dad do it. What we have to do, whether we're exhausted or not, is say, step back and say, if we're going to punish them, we got to, or cut back for them, we have to cut back on ourselves. It's not easy, though. But I did not know that the average was that high. But now that I think of my kids, astounding 9 hours a day on electronics, most American kids. How do you monitor your kids? My boy Patrick says you need to have these apps that control, and it's true, these app limit controls. What do you do with your kids or grandkids? Karen has a great plan. It just happened this weekend. After I saw my son, we're cutting way back. Mm. Susie.
Yes. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Susie.
How are you? I haven't spoken to you in a long time, but I admire you so much. And I saw you, I think it was like last year.
Yes, ma'am.
When you were going through your cancer scare and yes. Christine was there and everything.
Yes.
You are awesome. But talking about electronics.
Yes, ma'am.
You are absolutely right. It's the age of technology. But we have to keep up with it because of so many dangers out
yes.
here. For our children. We can't let technology raise them because that's what these pedophiles and these horrible people are doing. Now, children, a minor grown, everything, they may have an attitude about it, but you're doing it for their safety and everything.
But what, but they get an attitude. They get an attitude.
You said your daughters ain't having no cell phones. You said, huh?
I tell them. I will throw it away. And they know it's mm-hmm. true. I will throw that phone away.
Throw it away. Yeah, because... Yeah, it is wonderful how technology is. And they even have interactive toys now, and these companies are putting them out that view people in their homes. Come, that's an invasion of your privacy. That's a bit much, even though there's a disclaimer on it. You have to know what they're doing. Even in the age of technology,
you do.
You don't want to let technology raise them.
You don't. It's very, very dangerous. Great call, my friend. All right, so I'm going to do something I haven't done in the next hour. I'm going to eat some crow on Trump. Trump could be the most honest president. There's a fascinating piece in the Washington Post, of all places. He abuses them. He calls them lamestream. He wants them shut down. Trump could be the most honest president in modern history. He may lie, but he gets things done. So I post this over the weekend. And I showed it to my wife. I don't spend a lot of time on Trump because I don't want to. But this is actually fascinating. I'm going to go through some of his accomplishments. And you tell me it's a lie. The dynamic of his presidency is that I can't stand the man. But then when I just can't, he's a sleaze. He's the worst in everything I've ever met in men I can't stand to be around. Women never act this way. They just don't. However, comma, I'm sitting there reading this piece in the Washington Post, and I'm going to go through this with you, and I need your help on this. It's hard to deny his accomplishments. It just is. So it's the argument I get from folks who like this guy. Yeah, you're right. He's obnoxious. However, comma, look what he's done. And because he's so obnoxious, I blow it off. And that's not fair. So what I'm going to do is go through his accomplishments, soup to nuts. And then I'm going to talk to a lifelong Democrat who says, so what? I'll dissect his accomplishments. I said, but aren't the facts the facts? We're going to talk a little Trump. And this article starts out like this. This is strong. In the Washington Post, Donald Trump may be remembered as the most honest president in modern American history. Don't get me wrong, Trump lies all the time. And that's how it starts out. And it continues on with his accomplishments. Hang in there. I'm going to need your help on this one. You buying or selling, Trump is killing it as a president. As a person, not so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.